Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Oh, sorry. What I'm doing, I'm just minimizing Audacity a bit so I can still see you both.
Yeah, I've just dragged you at one side and Audacity on the other now.
Bob, I can see Luke, but I can't see Bob.
I can't see Bob.
Yeah, who's Luke?
When I've dragged mine to half the screen, it's split you guys. I've got one at the top and one at the bottom. We got a new host.
Oh my god. Luke! I am your father, Luke.
Oh, my life.
For fuck's sake. Luke!
It's your name.
Is this like the new pod? New control over the sound. Luke.
Hello, you're listening to Weird Tales of the Unexplainable. We're back.
Hey.
This is Bob Shoy. On the screen in front of me, we've got Beef.
Hello.
And Tiss.
Yo.
I say on the screen because we're recording remotely.
Yeah, baby.
So now we're all living different parts of the country. We are recording remotely. Different parts of the world. Well, yeah, I guess so.
Technically.
Within the same country.
Well, it's just easier to say country, Tiss.
Well, it sounds magnificent if you say world.
Okay, we're all recording in different parts of the world. The north of England, the middle of England, and the west of England.
Yeah. Ooh, Bristol, yeah. Leeds and Aylesbury, if you're in the UK.
Beef, if you could move to any other part of the UK which wasn't Aylesbury, where would you move?
Good question.
Oh, that is a good question. You've caught me off guard. Don't know, probably somewhere like Devon.
Devon?
Yeah.
Yeah. I like Devon. I think it's... You just get away from arseholes, really. There's not many people down there, so...
Yeah.
And it's really pretty, and there's lots of lovely little villages with little pubs.
Yeah.
Seems nice. My grandparents live down there. I wouldn't want to move there now because it's just there's like they live in Sidmouth where there's pretty much just a Waitrose and the sea. That's pretty much it. So
what,
until
what
I'm too old, well, it's perfect for them. But
I'd love
me,
to live in Hobbiton.
Know.
Hobbiton.
Yeah? Hobbiton. That's like what you're describing. It's just like very simple life. Just.
Oh, I see. Well, that's in New Zealand, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, I don't think the community exists.
Have you been to Hobbiton?
Hobbiton?
Tiss?
In New Zealand?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I haven't been to New Zealand. Neither of us have been to New Zealand.
Tiss, I felt like you've been to New Zealand.
I feel like I should have done. I should have gone to New Zealand. But
well,
I've still got it in my future if it's,
well,
it's
yes.
going to happen.
How much of this is going in rubs, by the way?
All of it.
All of it.
So this isn't really a real episode. It's us just sort of laying down some pipe.
Laying a cable.
Laying down some ground rules about what's going on. We just wanted to let everyone know that we're coming back.
Oh, yeah.
We're coming back. We've got some new gear. We're recording remotely. This is our little test. Let's see if it all goes well. But we thought while we're testing it, we might as well record what we're actually going to do and put it out.
The microphone's great.
Good. This is the trial run of Tiss's new microphone.
Yeah, I really hope it sounds as good as I think it does.
Before Christmas, to get it out of the way, the four episodes we recorded in Bristol all went down really well. All the listeners seem to really like all those four, and I thought they were really good episodes.
Yep.
But I do need to address something. So from the reality episode where I went off my rocker about about students and that.
Yeah, go on.
Sorry, I got a mouthful at the moment. I'm eating a mouthful of humble pie.
Yeah.
I'm busy eating crow because I'm now a mature student, so with like a loan and everything.
I don't know about mature.
I got some good debt.
I feel like after the outburst, it was pretty much evident that that's what's going to happen. You know, that's where the outburst came from.
What's really weird is
like you were angry with yourself.
It came from the last part of you resisting the change.
Yeah,
that was your.
In.
It was like a burst of like ah.
Well, you know what's interesting? We spent half of that episode talking about linguistics and language and how that shapes our reality. And that sort of lit something in me, and that's actually what I'm studying now. I'm studying linguistics. And I didn't realise that it probably is that discussion that sort of ignited that flame in me to go and study it properly. Because a lot of the stuff I'm researching is about reality and things. So,
I mean, I've been hoping for years that you would do a degree.
Yeah.
Just, but that you would do it for enjoyment.
Oh, it's great. It's really fun.
Yeah, so exactly. So then it's not a big deal, is it? And the debt is, you know, it's annoying, but at least it's not, you know, you're not even paying a full whack of debt, are you? Because you're a part-time student. So,
part-time, mate.
Yeah, it's not even that much, is it?
No, I say it's really interesting, and then I tell Becca what I'm doing, and she, like, sort of yawns.
What's part-time mean? How many hours do you have to do?
About 20 hours a week.
Okay, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Is it a six-year course?
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah, and I start my new job possibly like next month. So, and that's my training for that is like full time training. So I'm going to be working full time for 6 weeks during my training, and trying to do my degree.
I love my job right now.
Yeah, but I'm happy
is
for
it
you.
Like so much so, Tis, that you would be, you know, Sunday evening getting ready for bed. You like. Let's get on with Monday banging.
I was supposed to have a day off today, and I actually went in.
Oh, God.
Why? Yeah.
Because I just fancied it. I just fancied getting out of the house, getting to work.
I never fancy going to work.
I love it.
I'd like to think, even if I was doing something, unless it was like this for my job... I really don't think I would love it. I don't know. I can't imagine loving a job.
Talking about this for our job, that's given us a good segue into my next point, is that we're considering bringing the Patreon back.
Oh, yeah.
Considering. Well, I was very, very eager to do it until this job offer came up. With this new job, I have to wait a bit and see if I'm actually going to have time to do the Patreon stuff. If... we do go ahead. I really hope I do because I've got loads of really, really good ideas that I want to do with Patreon. Some Patreon exclusive shows with guest hosts that I've got some rough ideas for. I don't want to give anything away to disappoint listeners in case it doesn't happen. But yeah, I've already got things in motion, which unfortunately I might have to cancel if my job gets in the way. But if you're interested in Patreon stuff, send us an email. Let us know the sort of thing you'd want to hear. And if you would be interested in patronizing us again, because... we think it would be really good to be able to put out some extra stuff because the show going forward from now, we're going to try and get it fortnightly again. So you're not going to get, you know, just like 10 episodes in a year like you did last year. It's going to be fortnightly, hopefully. That's what we're aiming for. Mm. And with the Patreon, I was hoping to get it weekly. So the patron subscribers or whatever would get it something in the off week as well. But that's for other things. That's other plans I have. If that sounds good, email or message us on Twitter or whatever. Do something. Contact us and let us know if you're interested in Patreon starting again. Because I have had emails recently asking if we're doing it again and we're considering it.
And if it doesn't sound good, then screw you.
Yeah, I might do it anyway.
Yeah. Cool.
And we've got a few other ideas, but it's just sort of that's like a possibility for the future.
Yeah, I think that's wise. We'll just see how it gets on. And, you know, 25 hours, I mean, that's not far off a full-time job, really.
No.
With all the studying.
What is it, 4 days a week?
4 days a week, yeah.
Yeah, so you're going to have to see how it gets on.
And my studies are like 2.5 days a week, so it's not really going to give me much time.
No. Sorry. My homepage brings up like relevant news topics now.
Yeah.
I've set it so it does like a whole bunch of different, so you get like videos and YouTube stuff. And my news one is firefighters save chubby rat trapped in manhole cover.
Weird news.
Oh my god.
Oh man. Okay.
Okay. So for listeners, the next episode of Weird Tales should be available in 2 weeks' time. And from then on, every 2 weeks.
Awesome.
Every 2 weeks.
So put it in your calendars.
I think it'd be worth mentioning to listeners, just a big thank you for sticking around and giving us the time to settle down.
Yeah, of course. This has been our longest break. This, from when we recorded the stuff from Bristol, this has been a longer break than any of the breaks we had last year, which was like our year we didn't put anything out. So, like, I mean, all the, like, communication we've been getting on Facebook and Twitter and the emails and stuff, even during this break, has been amazing. And people asking when we're back, and the answer is now. We're back.
We're back.
We're back, baby. And we're back in a more concrete way.
Yes, we're all very back now. If this test goes well, we're back and we're determined to be back on the reg.
On the reg.
Absolutely.
Me and my brother are trying to get trying to get tickets to a boxing fight in Glasgow.
A boxing fight?
No. Yeah, a boxing match.
A boxing match, I think.
Do you know they have boxing matches in Leeds?
Yeah. They have them everywhere. Are
they any good? Do you know they have them in Leeds? That's so stupid.
Right, okay. Well, I think we've got enough recording. I don't think we need to do any weird news stuff.
No.
I haven't got any good stories anyway, because I forgot I even said it, and then I was like, oh shit.
I've got one good story.
I've got one good one, but I think it's too good to just whack at the end of this. I want to save it. It's really good.
Apparently, Theresa May said simples after replying to someone about Brexit today. That's a news article. A genuine news article.
That's not weird news.
It was like the headline was Theresa May quotes imaginary meerkat character from Gary from advert. And it was just so fucking hilarious. So I had to screenshot it. I've got it on my phone. I'll tell you what,
I'll leave that in. That's the only weird news story that we'll have at the end of this.
The only thing I had was, and it's done the rounds around Twitter now, so we can't even put it in, was the that Donald Trump stuff, the conspiracy.
Right, he's a...
You know those... Well, no, that's not conspiracy, is it? We all know that. it was months ago, to be honest. I shared it with you boys and...
Yeah.
Can't remember it. But yeah, that's just look on Twitter.
Yesterday's news. There. We're not allowed to talk about Trump on Weird News anyway. We've got a ban, haven't we?
Oh, that's been going for years now. Three years he's been president.
Yeah,
can you
I know.
Believe that?
And when he got into power, we were like well into recording this show. We'd been recording it for ages.
Yeah. It's nuts. Still talking about that.
We're still talking about it.
Little orange head. Bald.
Bald?
Yeah, because he is underneath the wig.
Alright, okay. Alright, so we're back in 2 weeks. I'm hosting, and we're going to be fortnightly from now on, guys. We're back.
Yeah, awesome.
Is that it?
Yeah. Yeah, sounds good. Thanks very much.
Yeah.
Lots of love.
So, until speak next soon. Time.
it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.